Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Gigi Arnetta on this Friday, September 27th. Here's what tops our news.
Tonight, the FBI has been using surveillance drones domestically since 2006. Then, veteran journalist Seymour Hersh says we need authentic journalists who will speak truth to power. And the risks of nuclear power and what you can do to protect yourself. All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
Seymour Hersh says that the bin Laden raid was one big lie. Seymour Hersh has got some extreme ideas on how to fix journalism, close down the news bureaus of NBC and ABC, sack 90% of editors and publishing, and get back to the fundamental job of journalists, which, he says, is to be an outsider. Hersh is writing a book about national security and has devoted a chapter to the bin Laden killing. Nothing's been done about that story. It's one big lie. Not one word of it is true, he says, of the dramatic U.S. Navy SEALs raid in 2011. He says the Obama administration lies systematically, and the Republic's in trouble, he says. We lie about everything. Lying has become the staple, and he implores journalists to do something about it. That's why authentic news like InfoWars and the Drudge Report is so important, and it's important for you to support us and stay away from the lamestream media. Well, Senator Tom Harkin says that politics have reached civil war levels.
And perhaps they feel that their minority, which is so imbued with this passion of theirs, this ideology, this rigidness of ideology of theirs, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. I believe, Mr. President, we are at one of the most dangerous points in our history right now. Every bit as dangerous as the breakup of the Union before the Civil War.
So Senator Tom Harkin kept saying that it was very dangerous. It sounds familiar. Sounds like Harry Reid saying that the Tea Party were anarchists.
Madam President, we have a situation where this country has been driven by the Tea Party for the last number of years. When I was in school, I studied government, and I learned about the anarchists. Now, they were different than the Tea Party because they were violent, but they were anarchists because they did not believe in government at any level, and they acknowledged it. The Tea Party kind of hides that. They don't say we're against government, but that's what it all amounts to. They're not doing physically destructive things to buildings and people, but they are doing everything they can to throw a monkey wrench into any form of government, whether it's local, whether it's state or federal government. That's what it's all about.
So it's been a long time since we've seen this much action out there. And he says that government is inherently good. Well, I think the Tea Party is saying that too much government is not so good. So let me get this right. If you don't like what's going on in D.C., you blame the other guy. You resort to that. And then the reality here, folks, is that the government is not really shutting down. There's a work stoppage, and it's happened 18 times in history. And the government is still here, and we're okay. So I think it's all right to just not have the fat cat bureaucrats working for a little while. I mean, how much do they work anyway? So, Harry Reid, is this the kind of work that you're trying to keep going? You don't want a work stoppage because you need to clamor back and forth about the debt. Let's see, in 2006, you railed against the debt, but now you're saying that we have to raise the debt.
How can the Republican majority in this Congress explain to their constituents that trillions of dollars of new debt is good for our economy? How can they explain that they think it's fair to force our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren to finance this debt through higher taxes? That's what it'll have to be.
So Harry Reid clamors for a debt increase now, but in 2006, he was against it.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it.
Senate defeats Cruz filibuster, which means Obamacare will pass. But Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee, says the battle's not over. He said this vote is not the end. It's not even the beginning of the end. It's the end of the beginning. The American people will always have the final word. Let's just hope that's the case here, because it's super important that if we're going to put Obamacare through the system, that it's done right. And right now, it's not really that good. It seems to be costing a lot of people more money than they planned on paying on their insurance. And you can go to InfoWars.com to keep up with that, because we are covering that daily. It's an ever-changing story. So we're going to go to Google. Google is at it again. A U.S. judge allows a lawsuit against Google for invading your email. They are so nosy. A federal judge on Thursday refused to dismiss most of a lawsuit against Google Inc. over allegations the company improperly scanned the content of customers' emails in order to place ads. She rejected Google's argument that its users had consented to having their email read for the purposes of targeted advertising. Nothing in the policy suggests that Google intercepts email communication in transit between users. And in fact, the policies obscure Google's intent to engage in such interceptions, the judge wrote. And there's been some buzz on the internet. You might have seen my report on FEMA Region 3 recently. And today there's more buzz. It seems that the Snopes has actually picked up on the fact that there's been some FEMA Region 3 reports that they might do something upcoming here somewhere near October 1st. But of course, Snopes says it's false. And, you know, you can trust them because they also said that Obama's birth certificate was real and that Nancy Pelosi was really sweet. And I'm sure there's a whole list of other things that they've written. So you can definitely believe Snopes. And you can believe the fact that there aren't any drones. Well, no, that's not true. There's a watchdog agency that actually said that the FBI has been using drones since 2006. Operating with almost no public notice, the FBI has spent more than $3 million to operate a fleet of small drone aircraft in domestic investigations, according to a report released Thursday by a federal watchdog agency. Mueller, who retired September 4th, said the Bureau was in the initial stages of writing privacy policies, so agencies flying the unmanned aircraft would avoid improper surveillance of Americans. But the auditors determined that the FBI had not addressed the danger of violating privacy rights. Stick around till after the break. We have David Knight with a special report, part two of his nuclear report. And we also have an interview with Lloyd Chapman. You don't want to miss it.
Now you can watch the InfoWars nightly news streaming live as it happens for free.
Check it out at InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWarsStore.com, a conscious and involved distributor of independently made products that support a healthy and aware community. Dive into cleaner waters with your own ProPure system and Pro1D filter. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. We've handpicked a veritable treasure trove of the best non-GMO seed banks on the market. And our selection of films showcases a wealth of knowledge outdone only by our books. Check for combo packs to multiply your savings. Wear your colors proudly with one of these conversation starters, now available in pink. Get prepared and fund the revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back. The U.S. says that Iran has hacked into the U.S. Navy computers. U.S. officials said Iran hacked unclassified Navy computers in recent weeks in an escalation of Iranian cyber intrusions targeting the U.S. military. The allegations come as the Obama administration ramps up talks with Iran over its nuclear program, show the depth and complexity of longstanding tensions between Washington and Tehran. The allegations would mark one of the most serious infiltrations of the U.S. government computer systems by Iran. Previously, Iranian-backed infiltration and surveillance efforts have targeted U.S. banks and computer networks running energy companies. Current and former officials said they've done that. Iran-U.S. talks are seen as a good start. The U.S. and Iran held their highest-level talks in 36 years on Thursday, in what some officials present described as a substantial meeting over Tehran's disputed nuclear program. British Foreign Secretary William Hague said the meeting was a good start. Now, Israeli officials viewed the prospects of talks between Iran and U.N. powers skeptically, regarding Mr. Rouhani as an advocate for nuclear development and warning the West against being cheated. Some Israelis saw his stance as a payoff of years of painstaking economic sanctions put into place by the U.S. and its allies. So apparently some are saying that it's working, and we all hope that something will change there. Now, David Knight's done a special report that explains a little bit more about the decommissioning of the nuclear plants.
In part one of this report, we looked at the danger of catastrophic failures, not only from nuclear reactors, but from spent fuel pools. Tonight, we're going to look at the end-of-life issues with nuclear power, storage, decommissioning of power plants.
This is the most delicate part of the whole operation, as it involves reopening the building without contaminating the area or staff on the outside. Not including the reactor building would generate 30,500 tons of waste in need of special treatment. But the figures remain questionable. The OECD cites 36,000 tons for the total shutdown of a power plant. Up until now, no site has been entirely dismantled. Depending on the method chosen, the process can take between 25 and 100 years.
Plants are just now starting to be shut down after about 40 years of operation. But others are having their licenses extended with little or no public examination. Sharon Harris, near Raleigh, North Carolina, has just had its license extended in spite of signs of aging and many troubles at that location. Between 1999 and 2003, there were 12 major problems requiring the shutdown of the plant. That's an average of once every 4 months, as opposed to the industry average of once every 18 months. 4.5 times the shutdowns as the industry average. In May of this year, the plant was shut down by the NRC for a couple of weeks when a quarter-inch crack was found inside the reactor pressure vessel head. In August, an explosion of electrical equipment caused the plant to be shut down. 1 week later, the same nuclear power plant was found to have a leaking valve that had released at least 10,000 gallons of radioactive water. But in spite of that history, Sharon Harris asked for and got a 20-year extension. That means that it has a license to run for 60 years. No nuclear power plant has done that.
We're dealing with really old reactors, and they have to be decommissioned.
If we were to follow the advice of the former chair of the NRC and shut down all the nuclear reactors, we would still have a legacy of dangerous materials from the decommissioned plants and spent fuel that threatens life on Earth. Catastrophic reactor failure during operation, radiation leaks during operation, catastrophic spent fuel fires, and pushing the storage of dangerous waste onto future generations for centuries or millennia. Yet, Obama wants to shut down all coal plants and go nuclear. In the next installment, we'll look at the global warming narrative and Obama's love affair with nuclear. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
So right here on InfoWars, we actually have a doctor who revealed a solution to protecting yourself against any of this radiation. Dr. Edward Group was actually here and spoke with Alex about Survival Shield, which is going to be on the InfoWars Life page, which is part of the InfoWars store. It's our new site, InfoWarsLife.com. And you have to have some protection against radiation. And the iodine's really good, actually, to help you burn fat for those of you who are into working out. You might want to check out the story. Go to InfoWars.com. You can read more about the nascent iodine. I know some of our fellow coworkers here have been trying it, so we'll see what the results are. Okay, now Lloyd Chapman's coming up, so you have to stick around till after the break because it's a great interview, and it is the anniversary of the Obama phone lady. We have an interview with Andrew, who is the actual filmmaker who shot the video and discovered the Obama phone lady.
Thank you. Alex Jones channel is the official page of the InfoWar. But don't miss what's happening on our other channels. The InfoWarrior, with the week's best videos. Prison Planet Live, where Paul Joseph Watson gives his expert analysis. And keep up with the rest of the InfoWars crew on our other pages. All of our videos are available to repost for educational purposes. See the sidebar of the Alex Jones channel for the subscription links. And remember, you can always find our videos in the highest quality by becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv.
Obama!
You got Obama phone?
Yes! Everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone! Keep Obama in president, you know? He what? Gave us a phone!
He gave you a phone.
Do more.
How do you give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey.
You might remember her as the Obama phone lady. It is the one-year anniversary, and we have Andrew, who was the lucky man who got to shoot the video in Cleveland when the Obama phone lady approached and told him how she felt about Obama and a little bit about Mitt Romney. Thank you, Andrew, for joining me. I understand that you are going as Andrew in honor of Andrew Breitbart.
Yeah, he was a great patriot, a very courageous citizen of our country, and he will be missed.
Yes, he will be missed. He was quite passionate and just inspired something inside of most of us that makes us want to aggressively seek the truth, and I personally miss him, as I'm sure a lot of people do. So what about Andrew drew you to him?
Well, I just appreciated how he was willing to go out and just meet with people and ask them just some simple questions about what they believed, and many, many times it led to people going beyond the talking points and exposing their agendas or their ignorance or their lack of understanding of what the big issues were that they were protesting a lot of times.
But the reason we're having this conversation today is because it's the one-year anniversary of the Obama phone lady.
Yeah, it's 1 year ago today that she burst onto the scene and was at the cover of Drudge, Fox News, Hannity, virtually every news organization, and became one of the hottest topics. And one day she just came out and introduced herself to all of us.
Andrew, how did that happen for you?
Well, we were trying to figure out how this election was going to go, and I've attended some Republican rallies in the past and determined that there's really not much that gets accomplished when you go to a rally. You wait in line for a couple hours, you go inside for an hour, you stand next to people that believe like you, and then you go home. And I thought, well, maybe there'll be something interesting if I bring my video camera, and not plan to go into the rally. There was a Romney rally up near Cleveland, and maybe I'll just see who's hanging around and see if somebody interesting might show up.
So when you were out there with the crowd, what drew you to walk over there and ask her a question?
Well, I wasn't out there with the crowd. I just showed up with my video camera, and from across the way, and these videos, by the way, are all posted at my YouTube channel, which is Real Freedom 1776. But you can see the first video, I'm approaching this group of picketers, and you can see them coming from across the way. They're picketing and they're making lots of noise, and I just walk up to them and start asking them some questions. And the first video is on my site. It's called "I Got 99 Problems and Mitt Is One." There's this gentleman who's kind of singing that song, and I don't even know who the real song is about. But he just started singing that song about Mitt, and then I started asking him questions about why is Mitt a problem. And he had some just very entertaining answers. He talked about how Mitt's going to give all the money to the poor, or give all the money to the rich and tax the poor. And we just had some fun. And then the Obama phone lady popped up right behind his shoulder and started going with her whatever she was doing.
That's awesome is what it is. All right. I don't know if we're going to take we have the clip running a little bit without sound. Of course, you can always go to Infowars.com and click on the Obama phone lady, and you can get the full volume of her Obama phone diatribe. When you asked her about Romney, were you surprised that she just had this idea that she was going to get a bunch of free stuff? Or were you kind of expecting it?
Well, when I asked her about Obama, was when, and actually I didn't even ask her about Obama. The funny thing is there's a clip that's on my site that it's called Obama Phone Lady Says She's From Downtown Cleveland Down in the Bronx, which was kind of interesting. And right after that, I cut the video, and it was during that little pause that she said, and he gave me a free phone. He's giving me an Obama phone. And that's when I hit the record button again, and I said, he gave you a phone, and then she just went on the rant. So I really never even asked her a question about, she just kind of inserted herself, came running up to me, and started on her, she was really proud of this. This is a really good reason to vote for Obama in her world.
Well, the crazy thing is now they're giving away Obama phones some people got up to 3 on the Lifeline plan that they have. So she was right about the Obama phone part anyway, that you can get a free Obama phone.
Right. And there was a recent, undercover, who was the fellow that also did the Acorn expose?
That would be O'Keefe.
Yeah, James O'Keefe, and what fantastic work he has done in investigating the Obama phone program currently. But this lady was just delighted to tell us about why President Obama should be voted for because of a free phone. But then I did ask her what she thought of Mitt Romney, and if you recall,
yes,
she generously mentioned, he sucks bad. That might have been true.
Well, all right. Well, now we're waiting to see what is the truth about Obamacare, but we won't go down that road right now. I want to touch a little bit on what you're doing now and what we can find on your YouTube site.
I'm just, as just a person that has a real job and has a real family, and this is kind of something that I do as a little hobby every now and then when I think something might be interesting, I just might bring my camera out and ask some questions. I've got some real great footage of the Occupy Cleveland rally in Cleveland that occurred a couple of years ago out here. Just people talking about why what Occupy Cleveland was about, and it's pretty darn funny.
Well, and then you have the IRS too, the IRS scandal that seems to be constantly developing over there in Ohio.
Maybe
I can get some juicy stuff there too.
Yeah, you never know. But I don't know if there'll ever be anything as exciting as our good old friend, the Obama phone lady.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to hearing more from you as you actively go out and seek the truth. Thank you so much for being here with me tonight.
It's my privilege.
All right. To see more of what Andrew's doing, you can go to his YouTube channel and stand up against the tyranny. Go to prisonplanet.tv today and give your username and password to up to 10 people. Stick around till after the break, because David Knight speaks with Lloyd Chapman, and he has a breaking prediction, and it's going to affect you small business owners out there.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How many times have we seen government say they're going to do something, create an agency, then the agency does exactly the opposite, or it does things that break the law, and there's nothing that anyone inside or outside of government can do about it? Well, we have just such a tale about the Small Business Administration today. Joining us is Lloyd Chapman. He's been suing the government for over 20 years on behalf of small business. He's lost only once. In the last 5 years, he's won over 30 times, and he's got a story to tell us today. Well, that's quite a record you've got of lawsuits and wins, but we want to talk about this issue that you sent to us about contracts being awarded that were supposed to be set aside for small businesses, but they're being awarded to some of the largest companies in the country. Tell us about that.
Yeah, federal law requires that a minimum of 23% of all government contracts go to small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2002, I noticed that there were Fortune 500 firms in the SBA's database of small businesses. So I started looking into it, and I was shocked when I found hundreds of the biggest companies in the world in the SBA's database of small businesses. So I got the General Accounting Office to investigate it. There was a congressional investigation, and they found, I think it was around 5,300 large businesses getting federal small business contracts.
And these are significant contracts. I'm looking at the list that you sent me. We've got 1.9 million to GE. We've got 38 million to Verizon. We've got 110 million to Lockheed Martin. IBM, 2 million, 1.7 million. Bank of America is getting stuff from them for contracts. Wells Fargo, of course, you got to, the banks are always going to get in on that, right?
Yeah, the biggest one is General Dynamics. They got 236 million in federal small business contracts.
Wow.
And what's amazing is this is a decade after there was a congressional investigation. The Associated Press wrote a story about it, ran in every newspaper in the country. And I thought it would be over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was wrong.
Yeah. And the bureaucracy just continues to go on and on and on doing whatever. We thought it would be over when everything broke about the NSA spying on people, but nothing happens. You know, they get caught lying under oath and nothing happens, and the bureaucracy just cranks on regardless of who's in charge.
I'll tell you something. I've been around this for 20 years, but I'll have to tell you that in the last 2 or 3 months, it's gotten so bad that I'm sort of shocked by it, quite frankly. They have,
That's funny, isn't it? You know, as bad as it gets, it still shocks us when we see it because you think, oh, it can't get any worse than this. And then the next couple of days you see something that's worse.
Well, nothing happens. And mm-hmm. you basically, they know that there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
So all these Fortune 500 firms, they know there's nothing you can do. And, it's amazing. General Dynamics has gotten, you know, government contracts for years and years and years. But what's so funny is the people in government know that there's nothing you can do. And one of my problems, I'd love to get some help from you guys. The Small Business Administration hired a company called APCO Worldwide, which is one of the largest public relations firms in the world, specializing what they call crisis management or issue management. And you can't get the story out there. I've talked to reporters. They'll interview me for about an hour. And then I'll say, let me tell you something. I'll say, your story will never run, and you and I will never speak ever again. And I've had reporters get really mad at me and start talking about journalistic integrity, right? And I was in Santa Barbara a few weeks ago, and I got a call from a reporter from USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him for probably an hour and a half, and after our conversation was over, I said, I got to tell you something. You can't write stories about Lloyd Chapman. You can't do it. I've uncovered hundreds of billions in fraud, and those big corporations don't want that story out, and you can't write the story. And he kind of, you know, treated me like most people do, like, oh, you know.
You're paranoid.
Yeah, you're paranoid. Yeah. You're a conspiracy nut. Well, guess what? You know, the story never ran.
Well, we're going to run it, as people are saying right now, that we run it.
But I'll tell you another bizarre thing is I issue press releases all the time. And I used to issue a press release and get as many as 20 pages of pickup on the internet. I would sit there at breakfast and go through and look at them. Today, I can issue a press release on a big lawsuit I've won, and it won't get one page of pickup.
Wow.
And it's you know, so they're working really hard to keep the story out of the press. But I think the big news is, I want people to understand, is I predict that Barack Obama is going to close the Small Business Administration on Monday.
Wow.
And in 2008, I predicted he would close it by combining it with the Department of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 years later, he announced his intention to do that. So when Ronald Reagan wanted to close the Small Business Administration, his method of closing it was to combine it with the Department of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And that's what Barack Obama's going to do, I say, Monday.
Ah.
And he's going to call it streamlining government. But mm-hmm. he's doing the exact same thing that Ronald Reagan did when Ronald Reagan said he wanted to close the Small Business Administration.
Well, what makes you say it's going to be Monday? Is it because, as he hinted, that there's going to be some kind of a press conference on that topic on Monday?
I think he's using the SBA as a bargaining chip with the Republicans. And the Republicans that are the party of these Fortune 500 firms, right?
Right.
You know, Chevron and GE and, you know, Lockheed, you know, Archer Daniels, you know, those are Republicans. Companies.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to use closing the SBA as a bargaining chip to Republicans in this budget deal. I think they've got to come to some agreement, I think, Monday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
The government's going to close down.
Yeah. Okay. So they're the patron saints of the mega corporations. So he's going to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I say that, you know, really late Monday night, they're going to, in part of the budget deal, they're going to combine the SBA with the Commerce Department. By the way, Barack Obama says that if we combine the Small Business Administration with the Department of Commerce, they can save $300 million a year. That sounds like a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
The auditors for the Pentagon found the Pentagon loses $86 million an hour. Think about that.
Yeah.
So the Pentagon loses more money before they go to lunch every day than Barack Obama's going to save in a year by closing the SBA. The Pentagon loses enough money in a day to fund the SBA for a year.
Well, let me ask you this, Lloyd. If we've got the SBA that's supposedly making sure that we get these contracts out there, it's required by federal law. Would you say 30-some-odd percent of the contracts?
23%.
30 what?
33?
43. 43? Okay.
40, yeah.
So 43% of the contracts by law are supposed to go to small business. But if they're not doing that, you know, and you can't reform them, you said this was 10 years ago that this had all come out. You thought it would be reformed. Do we want the Small Business Association? Are they doing anything worthwhile?
Yeah, they've got a $100 billion loan program, and all those small businesses aren't getting the 23% they're supposed to get. They're getting some percentage. But my goal is to reform it, get rid of the fraud. You know, I think, to tell you the truth, the only organization that I think, you know, can really solve this would be the FBI. It's gone on for a decade. The Inspector General for the SBA has named this as the number one problem of the SBA for 9 years. The Government Accountability Office basically accused the SBA of encouraging people to commit fraud in 2009 and report, I think it was 10-108.
Wow.
So,
it's going to be hard to get the FBI to do anything about this either. We've been trying to get them to do something about a wealth of other issues, and it looks like there's as much corruption inside the FBI as it's in the SBA. It seems to be endemic to Washington, doesn't it?
You know, I've told you I've won, you know, 30 federal lawsuits in the last 5 years against the government. When I go to court to get information under the Freedom of Information Act to expose fraud, you want to guess who I'm up against? Justice Department.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay. That says it right there.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, we're out of time, Lloyd. Tell us about your organization. How do people contact you real quickly?
It's ASBL.com.
Mm-hmm.
And go to my YouTube channel, Lloyd Chapman on YouTube. And you can see all the videos. There's a couple of really interesting videos on there. And people should call their congressmen and their senators and tell them they don't want the only agency in government to help small businesses close.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Lloyd. Thanks for talking to us. And thanks for your efforts to bring this fraud to light. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for sticking around after the news for this breaking story. Remember that you can always catch the news every Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 p.m., You can also support our operation here at Prison Planet by getting a subscription. You can share that with up to 10 of your friends. You can all watch it simultaneously. Well, thanks for supporting InfoWars Nightly News.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.